This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, I have some things here that men should know about their woman. All right, fellas, women always, always compare themselves to your ex.
What?
Yeah. 80% of women say they have gone on Facebook just to look at his ex, just to kind of size themselves up. They have stalked their partner's exes.
The only thing I ever remember my wife saying about an ex is that I guess my ex came up to us at a bar whenever I was out with my wife.
Okay.
And made some weird remark, and so she left, and my wife said, "Wow, your ex was prettier than I thought." And I'm like, yeah but not on the inside. And that was about it. So yeah. She doesn't really do that, I don't think.
Okay, guys, do you do it? Have you done it? Have
done
you checked
what?
Out her exes?
You know what? I really have not made much effort to do that because I don't think I look at it as like, oh, is he better looking than me? I already know that he probably is. But that's not what I brought to the table.
Yeah.
I brought to the table is like my award-winning personality. The fact that I'm famous and the fact that I'm willing to spend money on her and that I'm going to treat her well. That was what I was bringing to the table. Stuff far more valuable than looks.
But another twist of this is they are judging the man's decisions by the women that they have dated before.
Now, how do you mean that?
Well, they're
judging what decisions?
Oh, I know how he means it.
The decision that you made with this ex that you are no longer with. Like, oh, he chose her.
And in what way are they judging? Are they saying, like, what does that mean? What does that say about us?
Well, sometimes you look back and you're like, wow, really? That? And then you look back at others and you're like, okay, I don't like this game anymore.
Yeah.
It hurts your feelings.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it causes arguments.
My wife's probably looking and going, well, she said, she's like, wow, she was pretty. So she's probably thinking, he's got game. And then meanwhile, you know, I'm sitting there going, oh, if she knew how much crazy there was in that package, she wouldn't be as excited for me.
Well, according to the research, women comparing themselves started as a survival instinct back in the caveman days, and they would size up the other cave women is what they would do to make sure that the man would not stray. So early on, the women had to fight off not only saber-toothed tigers, but the other cave tramps.
I didn't think the women fought off the saber-toothed tigers. I thought the men had to go out and fight off the saber-toothed tigers while the women stayed back and cooked.
The women were fighting off the cougars.
Yeah.
Some women were probably, you know, some women, I guess, would have to find some kind of food too, Tom.
Well, the single ones with cats.
Yeah.
I'm thinking back in caveman days, you had to be a part of a group to get along very long.
All right. Well, things that she is looking for when she is stalking your ex, she's looking at her job, like what kind of job she has. And Tom, you've said this before. You know, you have looked at some exes before, and you're like, wow, she's on a boat with a guy right now.
Well, yeah, like, sort of. I remember the one that I looked up. She was like showing the new home they were building, and it's like this mansion with a giant pool in the backyard. And I was like, man, she did a lot better after she left.
All right, other things that she's looking for: how old she is. Is she older than me? Is she older than me but looks younger than me?
I don't like that one.
Yeah. How smart she is.
Wow.
So, I mean,
well, can you really tell that on social media?
And does that matter?
You might have a Mensa award or something like that. Or you can see that stuff on LinkedIn. Like, how many degrees does she have?
That smart club.
Not a part of it.
there's like, I wasn't a part of it, and there's, I've never heard of it before.
Yeah, I know. Where she's traveled, you'll see a bunch of pictures there on social media of where she's been.
Yeah.
I guess that maybe just tells you whether they got money or not.
Now look at her at the Eiffel Tower.
Is that Paris?
Yeah.
Or is that Las Vegas? Yeah.
And then you go take a picture by the Gaffney Peach just to show her up. All right. Then, I guess on Throwback Thursdays, she used to be ugly. That's the worst kind of like, look how much she's improved. Like, when they were dating, she was this, and now she's this.
I had a guy in my college, and he showed up. He had this kind of chubby girlfriend. He was an average guy, and she lost a lot of weight and got really pretty.
Yeah.
She kicked him to the curb. So here he was with her when she was not super attractive. And then when she got all made up and done over, she is like, I could do better now.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's sad.
It is sad. We told him, we're like, you know what? You dodged a bullet, a very attractive bullet that you dodged.
That's a good point. Well, you know, the best thing they say is never compare. Comparing,
nope.
I know we do it. And it's built in, but if you try not to compare with other girls from his past, it doesn't matter anyway. He's chose you, ladies, and that's why he's with you. So move on and think about the future with him.
Yeah, all you're going to do is ruin your day.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's weird, though, because we learned to do that for a reason, apparently. The comparing must have been useful to us.
I feel like there are plenty of men now to go around. We don't have to fight for him anymore.
Oh, wow. You say that, but you don't mean it, because you are very, very defensive of your husband.
Yes, you are.
That's
you,
my... Don't
exactly.
even look at
him.
Your fangs come out.
My claws.
Yeah, the fangs are always there, Hawk. It's the claws.
Should have done well in the caveman days.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
There's a lot of animals out there that are pretty smart, and that's really kind of difficult to put together how we should treat them sometimes, because we tend to treat animals more humanely, I guess, if they're smarter, but also if they're cuter.
Well, that's, I agree with you, because you think about it, we only eat dumb animals.
Ah, that's right? Not true, unfortunately.
Well, you think about chimpanzees, you don't eat those.
I'm about to give you a list of the smartest animals. It's going to throw you off.
Really?
Yeah, and okay. Unfortunately, cute is more important than smart. And we do eat some smart animals.
Okay.
And I'll just blow you out of the water with one of them.
That's much like life. Cute's...
Yeah, cute can get you farther than smarts in many cases.
Okay. Well,
unfortunately, pigs are pretty smart animals.
Oh, that's
true.
And
we eat the bacon right off of them.
And the barbecue, and the pork tenderloin,
they
and
taste
the pork chops.
They're good.
Smart enough to have all that delicious meat inside
them. That's not smart.
It's their fault, because they taste so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, you'd think if they were smarter, they wouldn't taste so good, so we'd stop eating them.
Affect how you taste. That's not something you choose. They don't have a choice in the matter. I'm sure if they
just play along.
No, this is my break. I'm going to do it how I want to do it.
Logically, he cannot do it. It's got to be logical.
All right, well, go ahead.
Yeah,
good jokes are built on logic. That's what gives them the framework to be funny.
If I were a pig, I wouldn't even oink. If everybody else is oinking, I'd be like, quack, quack. See how dumb I am?
Now,
I'm a duck. Don't eat me.
That'd be smart.
See?
Only French people eat ducks.
Darn.
All right, so let's get on with this now.
Okay.
I tell you, some days I just feel like I'm bringing in good information and throwing it out in front of a bunch of pigs that don't even appreciate it. All right, here's an animal that's an intelligent animal, and you may not have known it.
Okay.
Crocodiles.
Hmm.
There's a crocodile called the mugger crocodile that literally uses tools, which is a common sign we give for animals being intelligent.
I pictured a crocodile with a tool belt.
Okay.
made of crocodile.
Yeah. Here's what he does. He actually puts sticks and seaweed, or not seaweed, but like plant vegetation on his body and snout so birds will land on his snout, and then he eats them.
That's good. Wow. Yeah, that's wise.
It's called the mugger crocodile. They have a picture of one here who has put 3 or 4 sticks on his head. He makes them look even more like a log.
Yeah.
And they land on
it. I would swim by him and not even know it.
Swimming in alligator-infested waters is not on my bucket list.
Well, and you do know the difference between an alligator and a crocodile. Alligator, we'll see you later. Crocodile after a while.
Okay.
I love that joke. My kids, they hate it now.
What about in the noon, the baboons?
That's dumb.
All right. Raccoons are another intelligent animal.
They are.
They actually have to be smart enough to steal food in cities from, you know, different places.
With their little hands. Have you seen them? The way they eat food, they literally use their hands. Oh, they're so cute.
And they wash their food before they eat it.
My mom has raccoons, and they come up on the porch and eat the cat food.
Oh, my.
Yes, it scared me to death. I was on the back deck one day, and it was a night, obviously, and I'm just sitting there. I was praying.
One day at night.
Well, you know what I meant. One night I was sitting on the deck and I was just sitting there just praying. All of a sudden I heard this noise and I look over and there's a raccoon about 3 feet away from me.
Oh, I'd freak out.
I just slowly move back because, you know, you see those movies where the raccoon gets on the guy's face and he can't get it off.
Yeah, that's funny. But they are smart. They're smart enough to wear a mask or they can't be identified.
That's true. Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's the same one or not that I see.
Exactly. It could be a whole bunch of them.
That's dumb. But I will say I finally realized how smart they were whenever I saw Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, yeah, that one's really smart.
I don't have a clue.
It's a superhero movie.
Yeah,
There's a raccoon. It's smart.
All right, crows.
I've seen documentaries on them.
Let me tell you what my son showed me on the internet that has made me rethink my career path in life.
We rethink it, though, really hard.
There's a guy who trained crows to bring him money. And he would give them treats.
Oh, wow.
So these crows are going and finding change all over town and bringing it to this guy. And, of course, crows are the ones that figure out how to, like, get the money out of the car wash
thing and steal
literally hundreds and thousands of dollars from places.
So he taught them how to be a thief,
Mostly they just find, like, laying on the ground. They see something shiny. They grab it.
Nah, they're pickpocketing.
And they already did that before he trained them. All he did was train them to bring it to him.
Yeah.
For food.
And people want to scare crows away. That's why they have scarecrows, because they're so wise, and they'll steal corn.
Well, haven't you seen the movie The Birds?
Mm-mm.
Alfred Hitchcock?
No, but I did see The Wizard of Oz.
Okay.
There's a dumb scarecrow in there.
I'm rethinking my career choice too, Tom.
Orangutans.
Yeah, all monkeys are smart.
They can figure out some pretty complicated problems. They've done tests, and they think they can figure out physics problems. They also play computer games against each other when given the opportunity. And they use their intelligence in everyday life in form of tools, which they use to, like, extract insects and seeds. Mm-hmm. They may even have some language capabilities. One female orangutan learned 30 different signs in sign language.
I want to know who's given all these animals tools and how do I sign up for that job? Because I'm rethinking my career right now too, Kato.
Wow, most of us are rethinking.
But some monkeys I feel like are stupid because, you know, you see them, they're picking gnats off the other one and eating them. I mean, I wouldn't want to pick the dandruff off Tom and eat it. That's
just doesn't
dumb.
Mean that you're smart. It just means that
you're gross. You're disgusting.
All right. Hyenas were thought to be dim-witted, cowardly scavengers, but in the end it was the hyena who got the last laugh. Because they've been studying them, and they actually turn out to be very, very intelligent.
Pack animals, and they will work together to kill, like, tigers and elephants and rhinoceroses and stuff.
That is literally what a pack animal is. Yes.
Yeah, but I'm okay. But they know what the other one's doing.
Thank you for that explanation. Yeah. I didn't know.
Exactly.
All right.
I thought it might be backpacks. They have backpacks on.
They're going to school.
Yeah.
Octopus, we've heard many times, they're much smarter than we think.
I have never heard that.
Really?
Because
they, like, can get out of ships and stuff. They find the most amazing ways out.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I take that back. There was that talking one in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Wow.
Kato, you rethinking?
I'm packing up my stuff now.
All right. Dogs,
a pack animal.
Very intelligent. And they thought dogs were dumber than wolves because they would put them into this little room with a treat inside of a box. And the wolves would go crazy to get it out. The dogs would try for a while and quit and give up. But then they noticed that the dogs, as soon as a human walked in, they would go over and give the humans the puppy dog eyes, mm-hmm. and the human would open up and give it to them. And they finally realized the dog was so smart, it knew that it could just wait for the human to come open it for it. And they really weren't dumb. They'd found an efficient way to solve it.
So basically, the dogs have us trained.
Yeah.
All right. And I have three more. These are the top three smartest animals I'll tell you coming up next.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
We are talking about the smartest animals out there. Dogs just came in at number four. And Hawk, you said you were surprised that they weren't higher up.
Yeah.
Well, most of the animals that beat them will make sense to you, but this one might surprise you. Coming in at number three was goats.
Okay, I've seen so many videos of the goats on slides and stuff, and the goats that just fall over online.
The fainting goats,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, fainting goats. That is hilarious.
But that has nothing to do with their intelligence.
Okay.
Actually, goats have been tested. They're able to use problem-solving skills to work out how to use levers to retrieve treats. They also have extremely good memories and can remember skills 10 months later.
Hmm.
So they're actually smarter than dogs. I'm not a goat owner. I don't know. Yeah. But I've heard people who had goats say that they are, especially they get into mischief with their smart, and they can cause all kind of trouble.
Well, they eat all kinds of things.
That's nothing to do with smarts, though.
Yeah, but they'll eat your couch and whatever. I bet it's hard to housebreak those goats. Could you imagine that?
I knew someone years ago that had one just for their yard, their lawn.
Yeah. Oh, that's smart.
And I had to go move it around because it's on a rope, and I had to go move it to a different section. That thing's kind of bucked me the whole time. I'm grabbing those horns, trying to push back, laughing the whole time. It was just a little goat, but... Yeah, it scared me a little bit.
That's
funny.
Wild, yes. Man. I would have been like, you go move your own lawnmower.
Who needs those Roomba lawnmowers that just go around just buy you a goat, tie it to a tree, and then find your next tree?
Yep.
Sounded to me like a little more trouble, though, because I had one of those Roomba mowers, and it never bucked me.
If your lawnmower is a goat, you might be a redneck.
All right. Now, the next ones, I think you're going to go, oh, yeah, you're right.
Okay.
Because number two on the list was dolphins.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
they're smart, right? I mean, dolphins are very intelligent. We knew that.
I mean, Flipper could talk.
Well, in his own squeaky way.
I had never been around a dolphin. I've never been able, I've always wanted to swim with a dolphin.
I've done that.
Yeah, is it fun?
It's not as cool as you thought it would be, but it is cool.
They don't nip at you underneath the water or anything.
What was really cool is they did come up underneath behind me, and then they both, one on each foot, put their nose on it and just pushed me along in the water.
Oh.
That was cool.
Yeah, I guess so.
They had to take a break after they did me.
And I've heard that, you can swim with manatees. And what's that other weird one we were talking about the other day that you can swim with?
Sharks?
The man of wars?
I don't know.
The jellyfish?
No, I don't think so.
Hawk did the swim with the jellyfish thing.
We should do it like a promotion here. You can swim with Tom.
And the reedy.
That's something weird. No, I thought there was something else you could swim with. Hogs or something.
Turtles.
Oh, pigs.
Pigs. Oh, swim with pigs.
Yeah.
I've seen that video.
Trying to convince my husband to take me on that trip.
I'm going to show up with Baby Ray's barbecue sauce.
Oh, that's dirty.
Bad when you go to the swim with the pigs. Your friends are like, yeah, we swam with the dolphins. We swam with the manatees. We swam with the pigs.
Yeah. And I've seen the seals, too. Have you seen the show that they have, like, at the fairs? Sometimes they'll bring the seal show around, and those seals are smart.
Well, they're not on the list.
I got to meet those seals, and they are smart, and they're so cute. And let me tell you, if I could have put them in the back of my car, I would have packed them up and taken them home. I liked them.
I got to meet Seal, the singer.
Some of these animals are smarter than some people. They say that... dolphins are actually among the few mammals that can distinguish when it is seeing its reflection in a mirror. If you ever do your dog that way, your dog usually just ignores it. Some dogs will try to figure out what that other dog is, but most of the time they just don't put it together.
I've done that experiment 1,000 times, man, with my dog. Just put him in the mirror. And he just doesn't do bark or anything. It's no fun.
Well, that's for him. He's missing a lot of key things. Like there's no smell, which is really weird to him.
Okay.
Because a dog should have a smell, and there's things that aren't there.
Oh, is that smart?
Yes.
He can't sniff. He went, because you'd think he'd want to sniff, but no.
Tom, you're right. I told you about the animals being smarter.
So what's the number one smartest animal?
Coming up, the dumbest humans.
Oh, we got that every day. The number one animal, smartest animal.
Oh, a beaver.
Oh, no.
Otter.
They do make dams, though. It's got to be monkeys.
It's a chimpanzee.
Yeah, okay.
All right. So we share 99% of our DNA with chimpanzees, so it's no surprise they're intelligent animals.
Yeah.
In a short-term memory test between college students and adolescent chimps, the adolescent chimpanzees won.
Wow.
They apparently have photographic memory. They also are extremely social. They display signs of emotion and use tools. Yeah. They are one of the most intelligent non-human animals on Earth. And there is a bonus animal included if you want to go with a condolence prize or a honorable mention. Yeah, that too. Much better than the condolence prize, which is sad. Okay, elephants. Actually, elephants are pretty intelligent. They say that besides being extremely social with great memories that can recall watering holes that the herd hasn't used in years, they can also distinguish between friend and foe very well, and they can tell the difference between the voices of tribal hunters and tribes that leave them in peace.
And from what I can tell with TV show documentaries that I've watched, they can find Whoville as well. Amazing animals.
Wow.
Horton hears a who. Wow.
I know what you're talking about.
Elephants also have a finely tuned sense of humor, unlike some humans.
Oh. We've all said some dumb stuff during this segment.
Oh, don't drag us down.
That's all you, buddy.
All right.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.